This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to sound a little harsh, a little capitalism doesn't really care about you-ish. But the fact is that businesses make decisions, and almost always those decisions are driven by business, how good it is and how much money it makes, not by what a company's users or customers might want. And that perhaps too realistic view of things gets us to China, where Airbnb is going to be shutting down at the end of the month. No more domestic Chinese listings, though the company will service accommodations abroad. And Amazon said it's going to do away with its Kindle store there in the middle of next year. No more Kindle ebooks in China. So with those decisions made, Marketplace's Jennifer Pak's been asking Chinese consumers what they think of them.
High-tech worker Hayami Wang got her start in Beijing, which meant long hours in sterile office blocks. Before she left the capital for good in 2019, she rented an Airbnb in a traditional courtyard.
Everyone was chatting on the patio. It was autumn, the most beautiful season to be in Beijing. Up there, we could see into other people's courtyards with their apricot and persimmon trees. It was quite special.
She says she's sad that Airbnb is leaving the Chinese market and feels a bit lost.
Airbnb isn't just a tool for travel accommodation. It is a window for me to communicate with local people.
Airbnb blames its exit on the pandemic, while Amazon, which is a marketplace underwriter, did not say why it is going to close its Kindle ebook store in China. Last year, LinkedIn and Yahoo also left the Chinese market, but their challenges are different to Airbnb and Kindle, says U.S.-based tech journalist Du Chen with the Chinese news site Ping West. They're more content companies, and they have to moderate and censor, reasons why Google, Twitter, and Facebook don't really operate here.
Because they are inherently platforms to discover new information. Some of those information might not be suitable to be circulated on the Chinese internet.
Airbnb and Kindle, he says, for the most part, have been able to compete freely in the Chinese market. If you ask their fans, the U.S. companies just didn't do what Chinese tech giants did, spend a lot of money up front to get users. Li Yao is a Kindle fan and a former Kindle China employee.
The strategy of many Chinese companies is to flood the market with free services. Once the customers are used to their services, then the company will start charging. Kindle just sells books one by one. It didn't fit the marketing logic in China.
Another Kindle fan and a reviewer of e-readers, Zhi Shusang, says the U.S. firm didn't keep up with Chinese competitors.
Chinese e-readers cater to domestic users' demands, like having an open system. Devices that could read several file formats and run third-party apps.
And in a country where most people read on their cell phones, the Kindle device has become a bit of a joke, said to be more useful as a weight to hold down the lid on instant noodle cups. The U.S. companies also made basic missteps. A tech segment by journalist Wang Tianyu on state-run broadcaster CGTN says payment was a problem.
For many years, Airbnb only accepted credit cards or bank transfers for payment in China, while correspondence and invoices or send via email. This might work in the West, but not in China.
Because most people in China use mobile payment apps and communicate via WeChat. Sure, these U.S. companies had a China office, hired local staff, says tech journalist Du Chen, but
they weren't able to, you know, immerse heavily on the Chinese market, and they weren't able to have the required level of autonomy in order to run successfully in China.
Diehard fans remain loyal. Again, Kindle user Li Yao.
For me, Kindle is not just a device for reading. It's different from other reading devices in China.
The day she can't use her Kindle, she won't go to a Chinese competitor, she says, but she'll read paperbacks instead. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.